Game number 81 for the Celtics in a potential playoff preview with the Hornets. This is the Boston Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning in to CLNS Radio here on the 11th of April, 2016. I am Larry H. Russell. We'll be later joined by Charlotte Hornets color commentator Stephanie Reddy to preview tonight's contest where the 46-34 Charlotte Hornets are at the TD Garden to face the 47-33 Boston Celtics. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight's telecast will air on Comcast Sportsnet New England and 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local radio airwaves. Celtics enter the game as 7-point favorites, over-under of 208.5, and tonight's officials are Mark Davis, Michael Smith, and Ben Taylor. Injuries, Celtics once again have none to report, while Charlotte is only missing Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, who was lost for the season back in mid-February getting shoulder surgery. Celts already on the tiebreaker over the Hornets, and tonight would clinch no worse than the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference with a win. Charlotte trying to keep pace with not just the Celtics, but the Heat, whom they are also one game behind. Hornets are coached by Steve Clifford in his second season with the team, and they are led by starting point guard Kemba Walker, who's had a breakout season for the Hornets. Walker leads the team in points, minutes, steals, and efficiency. Walker also ranks second on the team in assists behind backcourt mate Nick Batum. Veteran swingman Marvin Williams tops the team in rebounding, and former Celtic big man Al Jefferson is second on the team in efficiency. Now coming off the bench for the Hornets, Charlotte comes into the game sporting a balanced attack. Hornets are ninth in the league's offensive rating and are also ninth in defensive efficiency, giving up 104.4 points per 100 possessions. For a more in-depth look at the Hornets, let's go to the wall and speak to those butterside downers. Stephanie Reddy, Charlotte Hornets color commentator for Fox Sports Southeast. And our segment with Steph is brought to you by SeatGeek, the leading and most honest ticket app online. Get the best deals on tickets with no hidden fees for buying and selling sports and concert tickets. Get a $20 rebate off your first ticket purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That's CelticsBeat, all one word. It's a great deal, and you support the show by doing so. So again, download the SeatGeek app, promo code CelticsBeat. Want to thank SeatGeek for getting Stephanie of Fox Sports Southeast. Stephanie, Hornets have been lauded all year by pundits as one of a small handful of the best coach teams in the NBA. Is that really the primary reason for their success? Feel free to sort of give the idiot's guide to the 2016 Charlotte Hornets.
Well, I think the coaching staff has a lot to do with it. I think that Coach Clifford and his staff do a tremendous job of strategizing and also of player development. I think part of it is all of the new pieces are fitting together nicely, and the biggest piece of the equation for their success is improved shooting and unselfishness. I mean, it sounds cliche, but this team truly is unselfish. All they want to do is win basketball games. They really could care less who gets the individual accolades, who's their leading scorer. And they've had 10 people just this season alone score at least 20 points at least one time. So they're a very deep roster.
How about Al Jefferson? He was the big free agent signing for the Hornets a few years ago, and fans in Boston are obviously quite familiar with him, even though it has been a while here. He's now coming off the bench, provides the Hornets an interesting dynamic there with his traditional big man skill set. Is that a case, though, with him coming off the bench, maybe his diminishing talent, or is it just the right fit at the right time with how successful Charlotte was in his absence, or maybe it was a little bit of both?
Well, I think it's definitely a case of a situational substitution pattern. I mean, he had to have a knee procedure earlier in the season, and upon his return, his conditioning just wasn't where it should have been at that point in the season because of the nature of the injury and the rehab. He just could not get into game shape. So they found it best to bring him off the bench and kind of ease him into building up his minutes. And during that process, the team was playing very well in his absence. And I think, again, it goes back to the unselfishness of this team. Al Jefferson does not mind coming off the bench, and a lot of people with his caliber of skill set would insist on starting, or at the very least, they would pout if they were not starting. But Al is fine. I mean, he's coming in the game with that second unit. He still gets plenty of touches. And truthfully, it might be more advantageous for him because now he's playing against the second string big for the opponent, and he is the primary focus on offense when he's in with that second unit.
Could you see a greater emphasis on utilizing him tonight against Boston, as that's one of the Celts' big weaknesses, is stopping traditional bigs?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen them really focus, especially if he gets it going offensively and he's the hot hand. they will feed him. And that's another good thing about this team, that they're not afraid. They don't shy away from, you know, giving someone the ball possession after possession. And he's had some really big games this season, even in his role in coming off the bench. So I think that you will see them start to pound it inside against the Celtics.
How about this game tonight? What do you think Charlotte has to watch out for from the Celtics' point of view?
Well, you know, they're similar, these two teams, in the fact that they're unselfish. They play extremely hard. They're very efficient on both sides of the ball. Neither one of these teams has, you know, one of the Hall of Fame great players that's currently in the league. So they kind of are a collaborative effort, if you will. I think the thing that the Hornets have to do really, you know, and it's not a knock on Boston because obviously they've been playing very well this year. But at this point in the season, the Hornets just have to fine-tune their game. There's only a couple games left before the playoffs start. And I've noticed that they haven't been rebounding as well as they had during the season. They've had five consecutive games where they've been out-rebounded by their opponent, and that's wins and losses. So those are the types of things that they want to work through and get on the right side of it as the regular season comes to an end.
All right, this is our favorite question for our guests every time we get them here, and this is the best way to get them out of here. How do you see this one going? How do you see this one going down tonight?
That's great. I think that both teams are really good. I do think that the Hornets will win because they're coming off of a loss. You know, they just lost on the road to the Wizards, and that was a team that they should have beaten, especially with John Wall sitting and Beal didn't even play the second half. So I think that they'll be highly motivated, and they understand, too, the importance of ending the season on a good note.
Stephanie Reddy, Charlotte Hornets color commentator for Fox Sports Southeast. You can follow Stephanie on Twitter at her namesake, Stephanie Reddy. Thanks for stopping by the CLNS Radio airwaves to provide us your insight.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Celtics going for the season sweep of the Charlotte Hornets tonight. First time these two teams have played at the Garden this year. Boston won the last meeting against the Hornets in Boston in February of last year, and they have won twice in this season down in Charlotte, both back in December. Game simulations have projected the Celtics to win 60% of the contests. Programming for tonight here on CLNS Radio immediately following the game. The post-game show goes live on CLNSradio.com, the only toll-free internet live post-game webcast covering the Celtics. Tonight's hosts will be Sean Backe and Celtics blogs Bobby Manning. Call number 347-215-7771. That's 347-215-7771. Or once again, just listen on CLNSradio.com. Also, head on over to the CLNS Radio YouTube channel for the Garden Report shot on the garden floor. CLNS Radio Celtics locker room reporter Jared Weiss will break down tonight's game and provide all the raw and uncut interviews from the locker room and press table in crystal clear high definition. That's youtube.com/CLNS Radio, youtube.com/CLNS Radio. Subscribe to get all of this great content delivered right to your computer and or viewing device, and download the free CLNS Radio mobile app. To the draft pick watch, Brooklyn Nets are now all alone as the third worst team in the NBA, one game up with just two to play, and tonight is hot, huge. Nets were big losers last night in Indiana, 129-105, and they are back home tonight hosting the Washington Wizards. Likely no John Wall or Bradley Beal for the Wiz. However, Washington, they are 5-point favorites tonight in Brooklyn. The Nets can officially claim being the third worst team with a loss tonight, coupled with a Suns win, which is more than doable. Phoenix is 6.5-point favorites at home against the Sacramento Kings. No Brandon Knight once again for the Suns. They have shut him down. But no DeMarcus Cousins for the Kings. All eyes will be on those two games. And there is another major game of relevance. The Utah Jazz host the Dallas Mavericks tonight. Dallas lost yesterday afternoon to the Los Angeles Clippers in a potential playoff preview. The Mavs are still alive, believe it or not, for the fifth seed in the Western Conference. My, how things have changed for a team that was out of the playoffs not too long ago. Dallas can win the last two and would need a little help to climb that far up in the Western Conference standings, but currently sitting seventh in the West, Mavs clinch a spot in the playoffs with a win or a Rockets loss. One of the two, and tonight they are in Utah to face a Jazz team that will likely sit Derek Favors. The Jazz themselves sit eighth out West and could tie the Mavericks with a win tonight. So two huge games, three huge games. That's not even including the Celtics. Boston can wrap up home court advantage with a win tonight and a Heat loss tomorrow in Detroit. They can wrap up the fifth seed with a win alone. We will be back here Wednesday regardless to look at that Miami game with Ethan Skolnick of the Miami Herald. Like to thank Stephanie Reddy today for her time, and would love to thank all of you for listening as always for today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR. This is LHR signing off.